You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Well, I'll let you have the floor since you're the one who wants to do the stealing.
Yeah, that's... I don't know if this is stealing or not. I mean... So I have questions. We're kind of landscaping the front and backyards right now, and I want a very Colorado-type feel to the yard with natural grasses and things like that, Dom. Mm-hmm. And the yard would not be complete without some really cool rocks. So I'm thinking we load up the family maybe this weekend, and we load up in America's pickup truck and hit the road and go somewhere deep into the mountains and do some rock collecting. And I'm wondering if I'm allowed to do that or not. You know, just get some really cool rocks, load them up, bring them back down. I'm still nature. It's just down in suburbia now. Can you do that?
So is what that you're saying is you're just rearranging nature?
I'm rearranging nature, yeah. And it's not like there's a shortage of rocks. I mean, go to the mountains. Lot of rocks. Rocks everywhere. No one will miss those rocks up there. And they'll look really good in my front yard. Can you do that? You allowed to do that? What do you think, DT?
Well,
is that all right? I haven't done it yet. Don't everybody freak out. I'm just posing the question. I would need some sort of mountain rock expert maybe to fill me in, like if that's allowed. I mean, my mind instantly goes to Christmas time. You're able to traipse up into the mountains and chop down a tree and take it home and plunk it in your living room. They let you do that.
So well, I've never done that, but don't you have to buy some sort of a permit and go to a special place? You don't just go on your own somewhere.
I think you can. You just go up and you chop one down and you come home. People do it all the time.
I'm not a fan of that.
What about gold panning? A lot of people go up and go gold panning in the streams, things like that.
Boy, you worked.
They get their sloosh box out. And
you worked overtime this weekend.
No, I'm just
to come
actually,
up with
this
other
is
examples.
All boom, boom, boom coming to me here. Like you can go hunting and fishing. Yes, there's permits and things like that, but you can go take animals from nature.
You can't just, well.
Why can't I take a couple rocks? There's so many rocks up there. The gold panning one got you, didn't it?
Well, it made me laugh.
Is it just rude? Is it generally not in the spirit of
I am
leave nothing
so,
but memories type
I
thing?
I am so old school about the, you know, leave only footprints, take only memories kind of thing. I'm really big. Here's the thing. The timing is interesting because I had this argument last week with my bride because she and her daughters were going to go down to a beach. It's a little private beach.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm going to get a couple little vials and the girls can bring sand. I was like, whoa. Don't be stealing sand from the beach. Yeah, she's like, oh, who's going to miss just a little bit of sand? So you're saying who's going to miss a few rocks? And she says, who's going to miss a little bit of sand? First of all, at least yours is for some sort of aesthetic reason.
I'm really like
decorate.
I mean, think about those rocks. What a boring, lame life they have up in the mountains. They're not looking at anything. They're just sitting there looking
at
the same trees.
You think they're going to be much happier looking at you?
Those rocks are going to be much happier in my front yard, seeing families come and go, the neighborhood happenings, traffic. I'm giving these rocks a much better life, honestly.
Oh, my God.
We have so many rocks and so much sand.
Well, you convinced me. Go get all the rocks you want. In fact, all 330 million Americans who are listening,
even if every one of us went and took one rock out of the mountains,
but
there'd be
not,
so much more rock.
You're not taking one rock.
Okay, two rocks. If we all went and took two rocks, we'd be fine. Where do you think the sand and gravel companies go? They go to the mountains to get the rocks, and then they bring them back down and sell them.
And I'm sure they have some sort of permit on certain land,
there
and they're paying for the right to do it.
I wonder if there's a rock permit. Is there rock permits?
Would you at least feel better if you got some sort of rock permit slash payment?
Yes, because I wouldn't feel as naughty, like I'm being sneaky and finding a back road. And
so what you're saying is...
I feel a little bad about this.
You do feel guilty about this. What should that tell you?
I feel a little guilty about it. But yet, on the other hand, it's like, it's just rocks, and we live at the mountains, and there's so many of them.
You know what finally won over Gretchen with the whole sand thing, as she was talking about how the girl... I said, look, within 10 days of the girls being back from that, they won't give one rat's you know what about a little vial of sand. It's just more clutter in your house for no real reason. It's like, oh, I'm every day going to sit and look at that sand and remember. No, you're not.
I will tell you what's kind of funny about that. So I am also a sand guy. I've taken little, remember film containers that you used to get your 35 millimeter film in?
Uh-huh.
So I have maybe 15 of those filled with sand from various beach locations that I've been at.
And where are those? Where do you have room for all of this crap?
They're in a, like a little keepsake box. They're little vials of sand. They're tiny.
But this is probably in the 15 years I've worked with you, this is like the 1,000th thing that you've said you collect and save.
Here's the fatal flaw. I never labeled any of them, so I've got...
You don't know which beach.
I don't know where the sand is from at all.
See,
I never got the Sharpie out, you know, and wrote, you know, Bahamas on it or Paradise Island or something like that, you know, and it's so
right.
Now I probably should just go dump them out back and say, return to the earth, you know.
Well,
there has to be, I'm going to do some research. I bet you can get a rock permit.
If we did a five call says it all, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Would you be on board with Jeremy going and just taking rocks from somebody's property up in the mountains?
Well, I would make sure it's not private property.
What property is okay then?
Like federal land, right? Like,
so you're going to go to like a state park?
Sure.
And steal
state
their
land, because if there's a permit involved and they say it's cool, then I'll do that. Right? Right. Why do you seem so it's just a couple of rocks, man.
I know, but if everybody says that, that's just, I'm going to go take
everybody
this
could say that
and put it in my
15
yard.
15 times, and there'd be, like, look at the mountains.
Something you'll forget about, in the next hour.
My rocks?
Yes, your rocks.
No,
they're
every
rocks,
time I pull
Jeremy.
Up to the house and be like, damn, this landscaping looks good. The HOA loves me. Thanks, rocks.
Right now we're talking about how Jeremy wants to grab his pickup truck, go up to the hills, and abscond with a bunch of rocks.
I'm just rehoming them, that's all.
To put in his landscaping.
Mm-hmm. You look really good.
Yeah.
Did you get on our Facebook and post a dad joke as somebody else named Mike, Dom? Because Mike no. wrote in and said, don't underestimate the value of rocks in nature. You really shouldn't take them for granted.
No, Mike.
Mike, don't ever write in again, please,
no,
sir. Please don't ever write in again.
Here's Shannon on the phone. Good morning, Shannon. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
Boys.
What do you think?
Do not take the rocks. If you're on public land, I'm pretty sure it's illegal. And if you're not on public land, that means you're on private land, which means you're probably trespassing, and that would be illegal to take the rocks, too.
I'm looking at an article here, a little website from the USDA, the United States Department of Agriculture, the Forest Service section. It says, rock collecting and gold panning are generally permitted on public lands, except for certain designated areas like wildlife areas and wilderness study areas. Now, they do say I got to get a rock permit. To go collect.
There you go.
But it
there
is permitted. So I got to get a permit. So I think I'm going to be okay.
I think Shannon is just like me in that we can't even necessarily say why this is wrong. It
Listen,
just feels wrong.
I'm with you, Shannon and Dom. It feels a little naughty because, you know, you are messing with our beautiful landscape in the mountains that people flock to. It's a tourist destination. It feels a little dirty. But I guess if you're allowed to and you have a permit, then... So be it. Get me some rocks.
Shannon, I'm glad you called us. I hope you have a great day, okay?
Okay, you guys too.
Bye.
Thank you so, so much.
Uh-oh, not working for you? Which
not
one
working.
You want?
I want line four. I want Anna.
Anna Banana.
Where is she?
Hi,
I'm
Anna.
Here.
Hi,
hello.
Anna. So here what do you think about this?
I say no, because my son took a junior ranger class when we went up to the mountains one time, and they said, don't take rocks, don't cut down trees. You have to have permits for all that stuff.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Just in general. Yeah. Just don't go up on a weekend and start chopping trees, I would say. The
oh,
trees
no, no.
hurts me. That doesn't feel right at all to go cut down a living tree that we need.
Yeah.
But a few rocks? I mean,
They said sometimes the rocks are the way the water comes down the mountains and I don't know control.
So if I pull like two or three rocks out, like Silverthorn will be flooded or something, right?
Yeah, you could do that. You never know.
I would feel so bad.
And I know this is a huge stretch, but the argument of, well, there's so many. I mean, you could make that argument with almost anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
a child could
walk into a store and say, oh, they got like 300 apples there. I'm just going to take one. You know,
right.
It's like you could make that argument if there's a whole
bunch.
So
what if you were in nature
okay.
and you came across an apple tree? Are you allowed to pick
Depends
that apple?
Depends on whose property I'm on, I guess.
Mm. Yeah. I don't think there's wild apple trees growing in the mountains.
There might be. There's berry bushes.
See, if it was a Honeycrisp apple tree, then I would break the law.
Give me some of that.
Anna, go have a great day. Okay?
Bye, Anna.
Thanks, you too.
Thank
I
you
love that your son was
show.
A junior ranger. That's
junior
the cutest
ranger.
Thing.
I hope he had the little hat thing
yes.
and everything. We got a couple of Jameses on the phone. Here's James number one. Hi, James. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
What do you think?
So when my son was younger, my older son, 4 or 5, we were up in the mountains, and he was making the same argument. There's so many rocks. So we just come back from a trip from Minnesota because that's where I'm from. And I made the argument to him. I said, I can't say his name. Anyway, I told my older son, these mountains used to be in Minnesota, and everybody had that same attitude that they just took a couple of three rocks. Now they didn't want their rocks anymore, so now we have the mountains in Colorado. Didn't know that he bought the story.
That's hilarious.
He's telling another kid, don't take the rocks because then the mountains will move.
That's such a great dad move.
Oh, you get style points, James. Thanks for being on the show, buddy. Okay?
That's hilarious.
You bet.
Have a great day. We're going to try to squeeze in another call from a different James. James, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
James.
Quick, we only have a second. What do you want to say about this?
I do a lot of crystal prospecting up in the mountains, and as long as you're on National Forest or Bureau of Land Management and not on somebody's mining claim, you can take whatever you want.
Well, there you go. I'm reading here that I just can't use any sort of blasting material. That is not permitted, so I can't go blowing the rocks out.
James, thank you for the call. I'm going to be really careful going by the law as called in from listeners. I still think you should check to
sure,
see what
yeah.
is
Sure, yeah. Do your
allowed.
Research, and I will do my research, and we'll see.
You'll be a good boy?
I'll be a good boy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably not going to do this. I don't want anyone yelling at me.